hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Oh, we're having fun this week, looking at the different things that happen to us when we get saved. And so many of God's dear people, redeemed ones, don't realize the things that God has accomplished for them in the person of Christ when he hung there upon the cross. Listen, the moment you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are absolutely forgiven and acquitted. And now another thing that happens to you, we mentioned this yesterday, is that God accepts us as being righteous. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, it says this: Christ is made unto us righteousness. I love that. Christ is made unto us righteousness. He is our righteousness. He is our right standing before God. You know, the Pilgrim's Progress was written by a fellow called John Bunyan so many years ago. He didn't understand this truth. He was trying to get through to God, but he was walking in a field one day, wrestling over his state before God, and he felt so confused and so troubled by his own condition and his lack of righteousness, and the Lord spoke to him. He says he spoke to him. And he said this, he said, John, your righteousness is in heaven. And in that moment he saw that it wasn't his performance that was going to count before God. He saw that your righteousness is in heaven. And in that moment he saw that it wasn't his performance that was going to count before God. He saw that his righteousness was in Jesus Christ, and was Jesus Christ and himself alone. Christ is made unto us righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30. And God accepts us as being righteous because of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's great. And he imputes it. He reckons it to our account. And sometimes that's very hard for us to grasp and to understand. And the Bible illustrates what it simply means to have righteousness imputed. There's a wee book called Philemon or Philemon, depending on your pronunciation. In that, there's a fellow called Onesimus who'd been a runaway slave, and he's been sent back to his former master. And Paul says in verse 18, he says, look, if this guy owes you or has wronged you or owes you anything, charge it to my account. That's, hey folks, that's exactly the same word as Paul used. That charge it to my account is what he uses in Romans 5:13, where it's translated impute or reckon. And so it's all our sins are charged to Christ's account. The moment we believe, God charges to Christ's account the guilt of all our sins, and then gives us all of Christ's righteousness. But maybe you don't believe that today. You've never had the opportunity to, because nobody's ever told you. You can cease from this guilt right now by trusting in Jesus. And that's the Gospel Truth.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.